Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is DJ Vitamin C coming at you, man. We just ain't Carlo Radio no more. Fuck Carlo Radio, man. We got the real deal. He don't know how to host the show, man. Fuck him, man. I got him locked up in the garage here, Eric. He can't get out. Him and them stinky ass dogs, they ain't know where you're getting out of there. Oh, yeah, I got. He don't know shit about music, man. I know how to play music, man. We need it, man. This motherfucking time, I'm going to dump his ass in the river, yeah. Check this out.
Man, this tune is funkier than 19 yards of chitlins with onions and sardines on the side. Now that's funky.
DJ Vitamin C, something's wrong with him.
All right, everybody. Take that off speakerphone. Oh, wait, I'm on the other room. All right, this is Carlo Radio. My name is Carlo. This is Carlo Radio. All right. And to this, we had to get rid of an imposter, man. He tied me up in the garage. He tied me in the dog belt. We couldn't move. We couldn't get him in. And then Deuce and Reggie got loose. The Deuce got loose. Man, he tore his ass up, hit him right in the butt. DJ Vitamin C took a run for it. Ooh. All right. The show's back on. Normal show. Today's show is a dedication to Little Reggie Bear and Mr. Deuce Coop. It's their 7th birthday, 7 years old today, and they're still the superheroes that they've always been. They just ran off an imposter, saved Carla Radio for another week, and we got a great show for you. We're having a birthday party. Two of my best friends in the whole wide world are here live on Carla Radio. My friend Deneen, who's been driving a cab for like 6,000 years, and my buddy Johnny, who fixed my house after Hurricane Katrina. So Johnny, you listening? Can you hear me? Johnny, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right, man. How you doing, Johnny?
I just saw someone running down the street away from your house.
You did. What do you look like? Did he look like
DJ Vitamin C? Rapper.
Yeah, that was him.
It looked like he had a hole in the back of his pants.
Good. Yeah, that was from Reggie and Deuce, man. They tore him. They ripped his butt wide open, man.
Yeah, he sure did. His pants was hanging down in the back.
Yeah, he was playing that trash radio on man, this is Carla Radio. This ain't no gangster rap trash. He needs to get his own radio show, you know? Telling me I don't know how to DJ. He's crazy. I don't know, best DJ ever. Right? Crickets. Anyway, so it's Deuce and Reggie's 7th birthday, and I just want to say a little story about how Johnny, my buddy Johnny, saved Reggie Bear's life. This true story really happened. The one and only time that I brought Reggie and Deuce to Rosalie Alley, there was a pit bull back there. And the pit bull, even though it was on the other side of the fence, the pit bull came right running right up to the fence. And Reggie freaked out and slid right out of his collar and ran right through down the alley, down Piety Street, and right into all the oncoming cars on St. Claude Avenue. And I couldn't run because I had, like, almost broke my ankle a few days before. So I was, like, I was hobbling. Reggie was long gone, and Johnny ran after Reggie, and he put up the stop sign with his hand, and he screamed, "Reggie," and he stopped him. And Reggie just stopped right in his tracks, right in the neutral ground, and he never had a scratch on him. And Johnny ran over there and grabbed him and saved his life. It was really cool.
Well, thanks for being here today, Johnny. You saved little Reggie Bear's life. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that was cool. Thanks a lot, man. I wouldn't have the bear here today. Probably he should have been run over. You know?
I think he's still traumatized from that today.
Yeah. Yeah, he's never been back to Rosalie Alley. He's like, fuck that place. That place is cursed, Daddy. I don't even know why you like that place. So, thanks a lot, Johnny. And Deneen's looking good. She's not in the mood to talk today. But I've known her like 6,000 years or so. And she knows me back from Rosalie Alley days. She used to drive me home when I was drunk, and even when I didn't have money, she'd come and get me. And sometimes she'd have to punch me in the face just to make me shut up. And you know, I deserved it. You know, I'm not
yeah,
saying
man,
I didn't deserve it.
The G Dog.
Yes,
hey, yo, G Dog.
G Dog. Yeah,
G Dog. You were there when Deneen slapped me in the cab. Remember that?
Yeah, she kicked your ass, man. You deserve
it.
Oh, you already got your ass kicked or something. I don't.
We were right on Canal and Decatur. Oh, Chapultepec and Canal. That's when you smacked me by Tipitinas? Oh, I thought we were just...
Yeah, that's right. They kicked me out of Tipitinas. She drove us to the concert. I think it was Galactic. She drove us to the concert. We got wasted. I got thrown out of Tipitinas and was hiding in the bushes, she said. And she went to pick us back up. Oh. Well, we don't need every detail. Me and Jason were fighting. Or Greg. G-Dog. Yeah, the guy from Chicago. G-Dog. We were fighting, yeah. We were fighting, G-Dog. And then Janine just turned around and just smacked the shit out of me. Like, I think I was sober just from that. Call the radio, speak when you're ready. Speak if you dare. So,
you got a
speakerphone.
It's an echo.
Yeah. Take that speakerphone off, please. No, I don't have a speakerphone anymore. Yeah, you do. No, I don't. All right. It's all speakerphone. All right. Who else is calling?
Hi, it's
Kathy.
Dare.
Kathy, hi there. How are you?
Hi there. Oh, well, how are you?
I have a Facebook page. You know, it's Reggie and Deuce's birthday.
Cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
Awesome. Happy birthday.
So did you hear the show, the earlier part of the show? There was an imposter on the show tried to steal Carlo Radio. His name's DJ Vitamin C. Well, he tied us up in the garage, and so we had to, Deuce and Reggie bit the knots out, and then I got loose, and they chased him away, and they bit him in the foot.
Oh, my gosh. Good.
Yeah, he tried. He said I was a...
Please finish your message within 8 seconds.
I'm glad that they got him out of there.
Yeah, the dogs got him out of there. You know, it's their 7th birthday today. You know that, right?
To send this message now, press pound. To replay your message, press pound.
All right, Deneen's leaving. She's sick
now,
and she's like, DJ Vitamin C. DJ Vitamin C was
to
a much better host.
Now, press pound. To replay your message, press 3.
I don't know why anyway, this is Carlo Radio. It's the 7th birthday of Reggie and Deuce. It's Reggie Bear and Mr. Deuce Coop, to be exact, like the Beach Boys song. And they're 7 years old today. They're two little terrorists. That's what they are. 9/11. That's their birthday. So
9/11.
We're going to have a good time today. We got barbecue going on. We got everything going on. We got friends over. The police told me today they're not going to charge me with anything, that all I did was break up a fight. So that's good news for me.
Oh,
yeah.
That's good.
I got to go to the hearing. Yeah, I got to go to the hearing tomorrow morning, and that's going to help me. So I talked to Sergeant Glotti, Italian guy, big Italian guy. He looks like he could like, destroy a car. Like, he had the biggest Popeye arms I've ever seen in my life. He seriously is in shape, this kid. If he's not on, well, I don't want to say. He's a good man. He helped me out. And
yes.
So
well, you Italians, so you guys stick together.
Yeah. So I'm gonna play this song. This song goes out to everyone in the whole wide world, and I wish people could be here that are today, but just check it out. Laissez bon temps rouler. Let the good times roll. The radio show. Yeah, I just want to play songs, really. But I like to throw in something to make it fun. Oh, yeah.
I think it should be on everyone's bucket list.
I'm sure it's awesome. Yeah, it's great. The Serenity Lake or something?
It's just very large and impressive looking, you know? I forget. But,
man, that was a crazy time. I remember that was a crazy time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was. I remember Mr. Jake woke me up that morning and said, "You got to come see this." He said, "This is World War III."
I was really with Zubble. I missed a court date, and kind of to tell you the truth, 9/11 saved me because I would have had a warrant for my arrest. I had some type of court date. I forgot for what, for something. But I woke up late and missed my court date, and I turned on the TV, and there was all that planes crashing in New York. And Jeff was living, Zubble was living with me. He was a freak. I showed him that, and he was just like, "Yeah, man, those people deserve it, man. Like, you're a weirdo."
That's what he was saying?
Yeah, he was just being a real, real whack job. Unless he doesn't live in reality. So,
they deserve to get blown up on their way to work. What a bunch of assholes.
Yeah. He's like, "They're all those people." I don't think he had no idea what was going on.
Yeah.
Anyways, but it's sad stuff.
Rain song.
Yeah, do you know this song?
Me?
I love this song. Do y'all know this one?
I wrote that.
Right. Hey, that's what I got a little rain over here in St. John, Indiana. I give a prayer to the families of 9/11. The brave heroes. Thank you. Peace.
Gonna have a good barbecue today. Got some broth and the grass. Until 1 o'clock.
Thanks a lot for coming on, guys.
to you, I feel it too. Ain't so hard to recognize, oh. These things are clearer to all the time.
Guys, it was awesome. I'll send you guys some more pictures. Thank you. Bye.
Over the hills and far away.